This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
President Trump, if you think the drug companies are going to line up and beg you to make sure that they make less money, you're kidding yourself.
The Health Ranger Report.
Any talk about healthcare reform that doesn't sock it to the drug companies is a total joke.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
If you want an example of crazy insanity in our society that has a very easy fix, look at the addiction and the addiction treatment and addiction recovery industries. The whole thing in the conventional side is run by the pharmaceutical companies. They're the ones selling the drugs typically that create the addicts or the alcohol industry. And then they're selling the drugs that they claim treat the addicts, but they're not really treating the addicts because it's not just a chemical problem. The real problem is more about a deeper issue in the soul. There's something missing in the lives of addicts, and they're trying to fill that gap with a chemical, but that chemical can never fill that part of their spirit that needs support, that needs love, that needs community. And that's why the best addiction recovery programs that I'm aware of in America are not the ones run by drug companies or whatever the drugs are that replace heroin or try to wean people off heroin or whatever the other drugs are, but it's community-based programs. And I've seen several of them. You can find them online if you poke around a little bit because, you know, the opioid epidemic is very, very bad and it's getting way worse. It's all sending billions of dollars to the drug companies, but just ruining the lives of literally tens of millions of people across North America, you know, including Canada, of course. And when people are ready to try to find a path to recovery, they're not going to find it in the chemicals from the drug companies that created the addiction in the first place. And, you know, it's these community-based sort of local nonprofit organizations that are rooted in love, that are rooted in almost a family atmosphere. And there's a few of them around. And they take people in and they put them on a path to healing, not just recovery, not just replacing one addiction with another, but an integrated healing of the soul and the mind and the body. And that's what it takes. And our governments, whether we're talking state governments or the federal government, our governments are so far gone in terms of helping people overcome addictions. I mean, the policies are insane. The war on drugs is totally insane, right? Because they take an addict and they throw them in prison. How is that going to help a person become whole? How is that going to reintegrate a person? It doesn't. You know, someone's caught with possession, let's say, of meth or prescription drugs or even marijuana. The state, the government wants to throw them in prison. Even our attorney general now, Jeff Sessions, just, you know, he wants to crack down on drug crime because it sounds good. It's a nice little soundbite for people who are afraid of drug cartels and so on. But does it really help our nation reintegrate and get back on a path to healing and citizens who contribute to a society and eliminating drug-related violence and eliminating the suicides and all of that? No, it doesn't. You know, cracking down on drugs as a criminal or in a criminal context is not how you solve this problem. The war on drugs is a massive failure. It's a big excuse to expand the police state. It gives power to these very dangerous government organizations like the ATF or the DEA that abuse that power in order to, in many cases, terrorize citizens whose only real crime in most cases is that they are an addict. They have a disease, a dependence, and they need help. They don't need handcuffs. They don't need prison time. They need real help. And that help has to come through all the layers of your existence, not just chemical, not just physical, but also psychological and also at the spirit slash soul level. It's all about reintegration. And recognize, of course, that each of us exists at different levels. We've got a physical body, right? We have a biochemical aspect to our bodies. We also have a mental body or the psychology, emergent property of the brain. But then we also have a spiritual self, which is the non-physical mind or spirit or consciousness that interfaces with the physical brain, which interfaces with the physical body. So you have all of these levels of existence, you know, the body, the mind, the spirit. If you don't heal all three levels, then you're not solving the problem. You can't mask a wound of the soul with a pharmaceutical prescription replacement addict drug. It doesn't work that way. And that's why the relapse rate at these addiction recovery centers where they prescribe people these drugs, and I forgot the name of the drug at the moment that's used for like heroin addicts, but it's become a business in and of itself. All they do is they take these kids off the street who are addicted to heroin, and they just change the addiction to a new drug where they get reimbursed from the insurance companies, and now these drug treatment centers are making money, but the kids are no better off because there's no reintegration. They've never given them anything to heal at the soul level or the spirit level or the community level or anything. You know, it's not just an addiction of the mind. It's something missing in the heart and the soul. And until you begin to heal those hearts and heal those souls and start to recognize the human value of these individuals who have gone down a dark path and perhaps have been abused, perhaps have made bad decisions, until you begin to recognize that they are human beings and that they are worthy of living and that they are worthy of healing, then you're never going to solve this problem, and society is going to continue to be ravaged by addiction problems and subsequent crime and the building of more prisons, which enriches the private corporations that run the prison system, and then they give kickbacks to the politicians. It's just a quagmire of pain and suffering, and it's a system that does not work. So what can you do on the solution side? Here's my recommendation. If you want to live in a society where people are relatively clean and sober, you want to live in a society that's not inundated by so many addiction problems and all everything that goes along with that, which is, you know, the home break-ins, the petty theft, the violence, the suicides, everything. I want you to find a local nonprofit in your community that's focused on a holistic reintegration addiction recovery program. I want you to find them. Search, ask around, search online, whatever city you live in, there's probably an addiction recovery organization there that is not beholden to Big Pharma. You may have to look hard. You may have to go talk to some addicts, frankly, and find out, because they may know. They may have friends who are there. They may be recovered from having gone through those programs. I want you to find those. And then I want you to take all the money that you were going to donate to the American Red Cross, which I think is largely a total joke, or these other big nonprofits like Komen for the Cure. You know, really, they're not trying to cure cancer. They're just raising money to diagnose more women with cancer, often falsely, by the way. So take all the money that you were going to donate to these big, famous nonprofits and instead redirect it to the local addiction recovery programs that are holistic oriented, that actually help people heal from the inside out, from every level of their being, their spirit, their mind, their body, even their soul. These places need your donations. They're the ones doing the real work of healing in our society. And it's an investment in a society that we can all live in with a greater degree of harmony and a greater degree of love and healing and peace. And if we don't do this, you see, the governments will never do this. The governments are corrupt at the local level, state level, and federal level. They're all corrupt. They want more people on more high profit prescription drug, addiction systems. They want opioids to make a bunch of money for the drug companies. They want people. They want the criminals. They want to be able to arrest people and throw them in prison because it's the corporations that make money off the prison system. Basically, it's a slave labor camp. You think slavery is over in America? You think it ended with the abolition of slavery? No. It's a whole new system of slavery. It's called the prison system. It's slave labor. And did you know that some states have contracts with the prison system companies to guarantee like 90% occupancy rates in the new prisons that are being built by the corporations? So they have to fill the beds or the cells in the prisons. How do they do that? They go out and they just start arresting people, charging them with possession crimes, throwing them in the prison system. It is all a giant, horrifically awful racket that preys upon human beings, that traps society in a cycle of pain and destruction, torture, slavery. The majority happen to be African Americans who think that, they think that they're not slaves when they're growing up in this society today. Little did they know that the state government already has a whole new plan to turn them into a slave in the prison system using this insane war on drugs. But that system doesn't work. So do everything you can to redirect and support these local nonprofits or holistic oriented addiction recovery programs, because that's where the real traction is found at helping our society heal, not just the individuals within society, but our society as a whole. Because we can't have healing in society if we're abandoning people, the individuals of society who are so in so much pain and who have such terrible addiction problems and who have turned to crime often. You're never going to solve these problems unless you get to some real healing. So that's my take on it anyway. We also need to decriminalize marijuana as far as I'm concerned. Not that I want people to use it, because I don't. I've actually said to people, don't smoke pot. And I've never used recreational drugs of any kind. I don't even drink alcohol. It's not my thing. I don't smoke, none of that. I drink tea. I actually really like tea. But I don't want people smoking marijuana, but neither do I want a government to have the power to throw people in prison for possessing a little bit of weed. That's absurd. It's ridiculous. So a lot has got to change before we can get on the path to some real healing. But I thank you for listening to this. Please share this message and consider everything I've said here. Do your part, if you can, to help your local community heal. We really need this because the addiction problems are getting so much worse. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, of course. I'm also a scientist, and you can hear my science podcast at healthrangerscience.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.